From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the UN takes up a deadly chemical bombing in Syria. The UN Security Council is scheduled to hold an emergency meeting today to discuss a chemical weapons attack in Syria that has killed scores of people amid a continuing global chorus of condemnation over the incident. Stefan Dujarric, the spokesman for the UN Secretary General, made the organization's position clear.
Obviously, any sort of report of use of chemical weapons, especially on civilians, is extremely alarming and disturbing. Any use of chemical weapons anywhere constitutes a threat to international peace and security and is a serious violation of international law.
Observers, diplomats, and analysts are blaming the incident in the town of Khan Sheikhoun on forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad and his Russian allies. An umbrella organization of Western relief groups put the death toll at 100, with more than 350 others stricken. Speaking at the start of a major international meeting in Brussels on the future of Syria, the British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said all the evidence he has seen suggests the Assad regime carried it out.
I think what it confirms to everybody is that this is a barbaric regime that has made it impossible for us to imagine them continuing to be in authority over the people of Syria after this conflict is over. I simply don't see how that can happen.
Idlib province is one of the last strongholds of anti-Assad rebels, and UN analysts estimate there are nearly a million displaced Syrians in the province, many of them from the city of Aleppo. This is VOA News.